A T-Mobile and Sprint merger. What would it mean for 5G, wireless competition, and your unlimited data plan? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. T-Mobile and Sprint. It is either the wireless match made in heaven or the end of cell service competition as we know it, or both. The companies are proposing a $26 billion merger that would make T-Mobile the dominant brand. And they are using the promise of fast new 5G service to try to sell the deal to regulators. Those regulators have been skeptical in the past. The companies have tried and failed to hook up twice already, partly because they couldn't negotiate the right deal, and partly over fears that the then Obama administration would reject it. Mike Sievert is T-Mobile's president and chief operating officer. Mike, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
Yeah, now, a slightly cynical person might note that there is a lot of concern right now about America's competitiveness in the 5G race. Is it also a regulator-friendly argument?
Well, think about this. The two companies will create a network with massive capacity. That means your wireless connection will be way faster than even your wireline connections are today. And what this is going to do is, of course, create the opportunity for us to offer much lower prices, much higher competition in the industry. And of course, as you know, there's not just four carriers anymore. This is a market with seven or eight when you think about Comcast, Charter, and many other companies that have entered our space, because these markets have all converged over the last few years.
Sure. Although, isn't it fair to note that most of those companies are leasing space from existing players, that they're MVNOs?
Well, Charter is the first to say that their wireless network is the equivalent of having 20 million small cells out there. And so they're leasing space on mobile networks, but they're also mobile networks themselves. And Comcast last year was able to garner 500,000 customers. And in fact, in 2017, they gained more net adds in the postpaid part of the market than AT&T and Verizon combined. So they're a serious player now.
Can you guarantee that with, you know, a little bit less competition, that prices for consumers won't go up?
It's all about how compatible these two companies' portfolios are. When they come together, you're talking about speeds nationwide of 450 megabits per second, 15 times faster than anybody's seen today. Capacity on the network that's 30 times higher. So this provides a natural downward pressure on pricing because capacity, it basically brings costs to unprecedentedly low levels. So the natural tendency here will be to see a market that's more competitive with prices falling over the next few years if these compatible networks and their compatible asset bases of spectrum are allowed to come together.
Does the timeline then for 5G remain the same? Are you still going to get there by 2020?
Absolutely. And in fact, the real broad and deep nationwide 5G that's necessary for the U.S. to be competitive in the global race to the 5G digital economy will get sped up because only this new company can quickly create a broad and deep nationwide layer. And that's what's necessary for this company, for this country, I should say, to have a competitive communications infrastructure.
We can geek out on specs and, you know, network types, but everybody only cares about the one thing, and that one thing is their unlimited plan.
Well, you're going to have unlimited plans, but they're just going to be 15 times faster and able to do, you know, a connection that's 450 megabits per second will be enough to do about 10 or 20 simultaneous streams of 4K TV just through your phone. You know, people can't even imagine yet how we'll use all that capacity. I mean, when 4G was invented, we thought it would be used for photos and some web browsing on smartphones, but what happened was Netflix and Uber and Airbnb and Snapchat. And now we're on the precipice of 5G, which is an even bigger innovation. Innovators here in America will find the right uses for it.
That was Mike Sievert, COO of T-Mobile. A combined Sprint and T-Mobile would have more than 100 million customers. Most analysts have suggested the merger would likely raise prices for at least some consumers. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.